Something strange happened this past week in the world of television ratings. NBC did not manage to get a single show ranked in the top 20. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports that NBC is still recovering from the showdown between Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien and the end of the Olympics.
Here's what everyone's watching instead of NBC.
This is American Idol.
On Fox, CBS has a dozen top-ranked shows, including multiple CSIs. Name your location. And ABC has Grey's Anatomy and Desperate Housewives. NBC has Squat.
They are deep in the hole.
Eric Deggans covers television for the St. Petersburg Times.
The NBC brand used to stand for something. It was sort of urbane, cutting edge, drama, and comedy. That brand, you know, ran its course, and they didn't come up with a new one.
Fans of NBC's Thursday night lineup, 30 Rock, The Office, Parks and Rec, congratulations. Critics say you have excellent taste. But those shows just do not draw the massive audiences of comedies like CBS's Two and a Half Men. Bill Gorman co-runs a website called TV by the Numbers. He blames NBC's colossal miscalculation concerning late-night talk shows.
NBC has been so radioactive this year and so noteworthy in its 10 p.m. disaster that all the light has been focused on them.
Gorman says shows depend on advertisers, and they don't care about rankings, just how many 18 to 49-year-olds are tuning in. And Gorman says NBC's travails have drawn attention away from another network disaster.
On a season-to-date basis, ABC is down 7% with adults 18 to 49. That's the worst performance of the broadcast networks.
Still, at least ABC's ratings should rebound with next week's return of Dancing with the Stars. As for NBC, Gorman predicts things will get worse before they get better.
NBC has not reached the bottom of where they're going to be this spring. They've got nothing left.
Most of us are looking forward to summer. NBC executives cannot wait till fall, when the network will launch a raft of new programming. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.